సరస్వత్యై నమః. ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. ఓం సమస్త జన కళ్యాణే నిరతం కరుణామయం నమామి చిన్మయం దేవం సద్గురుం బ్రహ్మవిద్వరం. ఓం నమః శ్రీ తులసీదాస సద్వరిష్టాయ ధీమతే పూరితం హృదయం యేన రామ ప్రేమామృతేన మే. ఓం దక్షిణే లక్ష్మణో యస్య వామేతు జనకాత్మజ పురతో మారుతీర్యస్య తం వందే రఘునందనం. హరి శ్రీరామ్ జయ రామ్ జయ జయ రామ 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 జయ రామ జయ జయ రామ శ్యావర రామచంద్రకి పవనసుత హనుమానకి ఉమాపతి మహాదేవకి లోభై సవ సంతనికి ఈ సద్గురునాత్మారాజకి భగవాన్ శ్రీ రామచంద్రజీ విత్ సీతాజీ లక్ష్మణ్జీ రీచ్ ది ఆశ్రమ ఆఫ్ వాల్మీకి ఋషి. వాల్మీకి ఋషి వాజ్ ఓవర్ జాయిడ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ భగవాన్ సెడ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు లీవ్ ఇన్ ఫారెస్ట్ వేర్ కెన్ ఐ స్టే. ఈ సెడ్ వేర్ ఇస్ ద ప్లేస్ వేర్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ ఆల్రెడీ. You show me that and then I will say go and stay there. But that is from the absolute standpoint. Then Valmiki said, okay, I will show you some places. And some 14 pointed out, but all these 14 are actually what he says, you live in the hearts of your devotees. Because that is the best place. Okay. But who is a devotee? So many people call themselves as devotees. They are called self-styled devotees or self-proclaimed devotees. But who is really a devotee? That is said in the Bhagavad Gita and all that, but we are studying here in Ramayana. So we have seen the five houses. Again, I repeat, there is only one house. That is the heart of the devotee. The one who loves to listen to Bhagavan's glories, has got longing to see his form, sings his glories with his speech, and all that he does with hands, legs, and all the puja, everything is only for the Lord. Ramanama japa. And after doing all this, what does he want? Sab kari magahi ek phal, Ram charan rati ho, tinake man mandira vasahu, siya raghunandan dohu. How nicely it is said, you live in the mandir, in the temple, because those people who have got such kind of devotion, their mind is no more mind, it becomes a temple. So you live in the temple of the mind of such people. So five we have seen. So now we have to see nine more. Okay. So now let us see. After 129 doha number, what are the chaupais we'll see. काम कोह मन बानन मोहा लोभन चोभन रागन द्रोहा जिनके कपट दंभन ही माया तिनके हृदय बसहु रघुराया सबके प्रिय सबके हितकारी दुख सुख सरिस प्रशंसागारी कहहिं सत्य प्रिय वचन विचारी जागत सोवत शरण तुम्हारी तुमहिं छाड़ी गति दूसरी नाही राम बसहु तिनके मन माही जननी समझा नहीं पर नारी धनु पराव विष ते विष भारी जे हर सही पर संपत्ति देखी दुखित हो ही पर विपति विशेषी जिनही राम तुम प्राण पियारे तिनके मन शुभ सदन तुम्हारे स्वामी सखा पितु मातु गुरु जिनके सब तुम तात मन मंदिर तिनके बसहु सिय सहित दो भ्रात सियावर रामचंद्र की पवन सुत हनुमान की जय उमापति महादेव की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय ओ इन हूज हार्ट यू लिव काम मिस डिजायर कोह माने क्रोध एंगर मद मद मिस एरोगेंस मान मान मीन्स ओवर एस्टिमेशन ऑफ वन्स ओन सेल्फ न मोहा नो इन्फैचुएशन लोभ न वन हु हैज नो ग्रीड क्षोभ नो एजिटेशन न राग नो अटैचमेंट न द्रोहा द्रोह मीन्स बिट्रेइंग समवन्स नो बिट्रेइंग एनीवन जिनके कपट दंभ नहीं माया एंड दोज इन हुज माइंड देर इज नो कपट दंभ दंभ मीन्स हिपोक्रेसी कपट मीन्स डिसीटफुलनेस माया मीन्स प्रिटेंशियसनेस तिन्हके हृदय बसो रघुराया भगवान नाउ यू लिव इन द हार्ट्स ऑफ सच डिवोटीज Oh, I was getting so inspired. And now suddenly you have put 100 buckets of cold water on me, you know. A person who is completely free from kama, krodha, moha, mada, mana, lobha, krobha. Bhagwan, I have a question. Do you really think there is a person like this available? डाउट होता है ना यू हैव अ डाउट वेदर सच ए पर्सन रियली एग्जिस्ट इन दिस वर्ल्ड तो इसे व्हेन वी सी द लिस्ट देन वी ऑफकोर्स यू नो वील गेट लिटिल स्केयर्ड ओनली एंड देन वी मे फील आई डोंट स्टैंड एनी चांस आई कांट गो एनीवेयर इवन नियर दैट भगवान देन नो But wait a minute. You know, here a list is given, very long list. But on inquiry, you will find that the one only takes various forms. Now here, number one is kama. Now kama means desire. But desire, which desire we are talking about? No, a person has got a desire to see God. Then, is it bad? Remember, desire itself as such is not a bad or anything. Desire is for what? Here, kama, desire means when our mind goes on imagining and has fanciful imaginations, that all these objects of the world, they alone are the sources of happiness, and the more the objects, more the money, more power I have, then more happy I will be. With this kind of thought, when we go on desiring this world of objects, that is called a desire. In that, one step is our own imagination, number one. Because if any particular object can give so a happiness, then it should give happiness to everybody. But what does it show? Our own experience shows that, forget about other people, all people, even but what was giving me joy at one time, the same thing doesn't give me joy afterwards. See, like, you know, sugar is sweet by itself. So anybody eats sugar, experience of sweetness will be there. Whether you like it or not, that is a different matter. But sweetness will be there because it is in the inherent nature of sugar. Like that, happiness is not the nature of any object. Do you agree or not? Since childhood, we collected so many toys and we got rid of them also. Thinking that so many things will give happiness, and therefore we collect all of them, and then we have to organize a garage sale. and then get rid of them because they become a botheration only now. So that shows that it is not a source of happiness, only we think. So when with our imagination, and then when we become dependent on the external objects for our happiness, that is called desire. Now, when such a desire is there, I tell you, immediate expression or symptom of desire is kshobha, agitation. The moment desire comes to your mind, you cannot sit quietly. Now, I don't want to create a desire in your mind at this moment. But for example, suppose in somebody's mind a desire comes, you know, if I have a cup of coffee and then sit in the class, it will be better. I tell you, all your joy will go away immediately. And my mind will be, how to get that, how to get that, how to get that. So first, the immediate thing is desire will create agitation, restlessness. Because now you are restless. So calm. Now, desire, when it is irresistible and strong, and if it is obstructed, then it takes the form of anger. The kama itself becomes koha. That's why Gita says, kama esha krodha esha, rajo guna samudbhava. If desire is not there, anger will not be there. But when you have a desire for something and it is obstructed, the first thing will be there, agitation. But if it is obstructed, not fulfilled, anger will be there. And particularly anyone who puts obstacle, you feel to strangle that person. You are obstructing my... So the kama will become krodha. Now, suppose the desire is fulfilled, it becomes lobha. Lobha means greed. I want more. First I say, if I get this much, I will be happy. And when you get that much, oh, this is nothing. That desire only will take the form of greed. If not fulfilled, anger. And suppose the desire is fulfilled, your greed also somehow to some extent fulfilled, then you have mana, overestimation of yourself. Whatever I touch, I tell you, becomes gold. Whatever I touch, wherever I go, success just follows me. Such kind of overestimation of yourself. Manaha. And that mana will take the form of mada, means arrogance. The mada, a kind of intoxication. Huh? And with it, mada, mana, moha. Moha means lack of discrimination. One meaning of that, the person, you know, in his own, living in his own arrogance and all that, pride, and then no discrimination at all. What is right, wrong, how to behave, where, what, because he is only in love with himself. That's what happens, moha. Moha also means infatuations of the world, glamour. Then the man gets caught up in glamour. Narag. Raga means attachment. Means whatever now I have got, whether it is money, power, position, pleasure, I am so attached that I am afraid I may lose it, I should not lose it. So that is called attachment. Hold on to that. Droha. Droha means then a person is not a very trustworthy. He can betray. Because when he has to get the thing done, he says, promise, and everything afterwards. Yeah, what promise? Which one? Vishwas ghat hota hai phir. Jinake kapata dambhane. Dambha means hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means what? Swasya anyatha prakatanam. What you are not, you show to everybody. Or you do little good thing, but make such a big, big pomp and show of that. That's all called dambha. Kapata, illusions. People are kept in dark. Because your motives are hidden motive that they are not revealed to the people. Kapata means deceiving. All the deception. All these is the qualities will keep coming. And all because one of that kama. That kama only appearing in all these various forms. And therefore, we have to understand these objects cannot be our sources of happiness. Objects can be objects of our comforts to fulfill our objective needs. Like, you know, a car, you require a car because you have to travel. You require all the bed also you want to sleep. You need food also because to satiate hunger. So all these objects have their own value, their place, but they cannot become source of happiness. Happiness is a different thing. Yeah, some Hindi bhajans and all that, they say, Milta hai sacha sukh keval Bhagavan tumhare charno mein Bhagavan tumhare charno mein. Bhakta say, the real happiness is found only in the Lord, at the feet of the Lord. What does the Upanishad says? Yo vai bhuma tat sukham na alpe sukham asti. Upanishad says that which is infinite, that infinite alone can be of the nature of fullness, completeness, happiness. And there cannot be that completeness in little small things. Bhuma iva sukham. So Upanishad says that. Bhakta says this. But ignorant people think that the more they have worldly things, the more happy they will be, even though they become miserable only. So therefore, the bhakti is one who has understood this. And therefore, he says, I have a desire, but that desire is only to see the Lord. Desire is there only to be with the Lord. I long for him and I belong to him. Then that desire is going to release you from all bondage. This is the house number I think sixth. See, I hope you are counting. And now I said 14, so I have to count 14. And now I am in trouble. Then next, sabke priya sabke hitakari dukha sukha saris prasamsa gari sabke priya sabke hitakari. Who is a devotee? Very beautiful lakshana is given. Sabake priya. He is dear to all. Of course, there are some exceptions will be there. Some people who may not like that and they hate and all that. That also because of ignorance, wrong notions and so many other problems. But all the majority of them, they just love that person. And we have seen in the history that even those who opposed and criticized such great devotees, later on they became devotees of them also. That also happened because it is wrong notion. But remember, anyone loved them or not, sabake hitakari. But they all the time only helped or served regardless what was other people's behavior or dealing with them. So, because they love all, so they become dear. You know, in the Upanishad, he said, sarvani bhutani abhisam vanchanti. All beings start loving that person then. This is a very interesting thing. Some people ask a question, how do I know that I am progressing, I am on the right path? And one test is this. Do people run away from you? Or they want to be with you? It is said, all people give happiness. Some people, wherever they give, they go, they happiness. And some, whenever they go, they give happiness. You know, there was one lady devotee. I think her name was Rabaya or something. I was a little doubtful. Saintly person. And even the birds and all of them used to come and sit on her head or shoulders. And there was one philosopher, and he wanted to meet her because he heard the great name of hers. So, you know, as he started coming near, the birds that were sitting on her shoulder, and they flew away. So, he asked her, they were sitting very happily on your shoulder and head and everywhere, and I just came, why they just flew away? She said, you must be eating them. You must be eating these birds and their flesh and all that. That's why they ran, flew away. They can sense that. They have got sensor. Even an animal is taken to slaughterhouse, that animal knows that is being taken to slaughterhouse. But if you take to grazing field, that also knows that you go taken to grazing field. Savake priya, savake hitakari. You have to talk of other, even other animals, birds, they start also loving that. Savake priya, savake hitakari, and helping everyone. Dukha sukha saris. In joy and sorrow, equanimity of mind. Now this joy and sorrow is from the worldly standpoint, right? Because in the world, certain things are considered as very sorrowful. Certain things are considered very joyful. As far as this bhakta is concerned, his ultimate sukham is in the Bhagwan only. So these worldly things really, they don't matter at all. What dukh sukh? But what is generally, you see, somebody's loss of health, loss of wealth, loss of near dear one, so one is breaking down things, you know. They are considered as causes of sorrow. Externally also. And certain things are considered as joy. I made money. My health is good. Our relations, no, they love me. They really love you. Or your money, what recently you made. You know, it is said, success is relative. Means when you have success, you have many relatives. Success has many fathers. And failure is an orphan. So, you know, but a man's, oh, everything going well. So that is called happiness, health, wealth, relation, this, that, success. But when such kind of dukkha, sukha comes, as far as bhakta is, his mind is always in Bhagavan. So therefore, these things come and go, it means nothing then. Not dukkha, sukha only, but a prashamsa gari. See, in this world, somebody will praise you, somebody will criticize, insult. Huh? And we feel, when somebody praises, we feel so nice. You know? But when somebody criticizes or insults, oh, oh. One man was telling his friend something what had happened, you know. And because he had gone to one place, he was insulted there. And he told that man, I have not come here to get insulted. That man said, where do you go generally then? You have not come here for then, you go somewhere. Kya kare insult? Dukha, sukha, sari, sa prasamsagari. You see, the people will praise according to what they have understood about you and they will say, you know. Correct? So the world to live is either you accept both or reject both. Sometimes what happens, you know, when somebody praises, we feel very happy, and somebody criticizes, you say, what right you have got to criticize me? But when somebody praises me, don't say, what right you have got to praise me? That we like very much. Bolo thoda sa aur bolo na. Say little more, little more, little more. She ran. Some problem must have come over. Say little more. Huh? We like to hear that. There was a great saint, one Jaswant Kavi, he said, koi vando, koi nindo, koi kaise kahore, Raghunath saathe preet bandhi, hoye taise hoye re. I have only tied my bond of love with Bhagavan Rama. Now let anyone praise me, anyone censure me, whatever they want to say, they let them say, what is to happen, let it happen. I do not have two lines I will just sing here. Koi vando, koi nindo, koi vando, koi nindo. Not like that, huh? That our normal. Koi vando, koi nindo, koi kaise kaho re, koi kaise कहो रे रघुनाथ साथे प्रीत बांधी राम साथे प्रीत बांधी होए तैसे होए रे होए तैसे होए रे कोई वंदो कोई निंदो कोई वंदो कोई But if our joy depends upon people's praise appreciations and so many things, then we like praise, but will not like other. But bhakta is one, his mind is in Bhagwan. So sabake priya sabake hitakari dukha sukha saida prasamsa gari kahahi satya priya vachana vichari. And when he speaks, first of all he thinks. Vichari means think. What is thinking? Whether it is necessary for me to speak or not. If it is not necessary, don't speak. But now I say, no, I have to speak. The situation is such, or what occasion is such, I have to speak. Then I must think that what I am speaking is satyam or not, truth or not. Just don't go on spreading rumors only. So you have to verify the truthfulness of that, then speak. And sometimes what you are speaking, a truth, may not be very pleasant. But when you have to tell that, tell in a pleasant way as far as possible. You understand? Now sometimes, you know, doctors have to break the news, you know, to the patient that your condition is serious and all that. So how they will tell? You know, say we have done the test where the reports are showing that little abnormal nature, but also, you know, there is some positive thing that we can do about it. There is a possibility. So, you know, don't panic or anything, but slowly. So they break the news also, but at the same time, not like that one doctor was there, he called the patient. He said, you know, I have to give you one bad news and one worse news. Are Rama, what is this bad news and worse news? And you tell me, what is the bad news? You have only 24 hours to live. Now what can be worse news? He said, I forgot to tell you this yesterday. And now bichara to collapse will go. This is not the way of saying and all that. So, when you have to speak, think before you speak. Whether is necessary for you to speak or not. If yes, then see what you are speaking, truth or not. And priya, you should tell in a pleasant manner. Which is not a shocking one, like that. Jagat sovat sarana tumhari. Whether in waking or sleep, dream, the only refuge is Bhagwan. That means what? Bhagwan, I live under your protection. So therefore, there is nothing to fear. In the waking state, and I go to sleep. Because many people just can't sleep also, you know. Because they are so much worried and anxious about everything, they can't sleep. Problem. What is it? Jagat sovat saran tumhari. That means always under the protective wings of the Lord. Tumahi chhadi gati dusari nahi. Other than you, he has no goal in life. There is nothing to pursue other than Bhagwan. That is my gati. Ram basau tinake manamahi. Ram, O Ram, you live in the heart, mind of such people. Which is the house number now? Seventh. Somebody is keeping a count. Ram basau tinake manamahi. Seven over. Next one is, oh, when you hear that little scary. Janani sama janahi paranari. Look upon the other man's wife as mother. Oh. Better I don't say anything more than all that. And the word used, janani. Janani means the one who gives you birth. It's called janani. You know, I had heard about Swami Vivekananda. that when he came to America and all that, and the one beautiful lady came to him, and he was very handsome, as you know, and she said, you know, it will be so nice if we marry. Oh, what will happen? Oh, then I will have a son, you know, brilliant, like you and handsome. He said, she said that. He said, then you take me as your son, finished. Yeah, lamba chowda dal kane, why, round and round and round and round. Simplify. These days it's becoming more and more very difficult kind of things we feel. But even if you cannot look upon the other person's wife as mother, but at least don't look at that person as an object of enjoyment and pleasure. Have some respect. Because what is happening many times, you know, the women and many of these men, they look upon them only just a pleasure only. That should not happen. Your sister, if you cannot look upon as mother, at least look upon as sister. Or as woman, you can respect. Janani samajanahi paranai. Dhanu parava vishate vishabhari. And other person's wealth should be looked upon as poison. Means no desire for other person's wealth. Paradravyaditsa, grabbing other person's wealth. Whether land or property, this, that. Why you want to other person? Yallava senija karmo patam vittam tena vinodaya chittam. Be happy with the wealth that you earn by your own hard work. And don't say smuggling is very hard work and that I have done in the environment. No, that's not called hard work. There was illegal, immoral, unconstitutional work, that is. That is called dhanu parava vishate vishabhari. Je harshahi parasampati dekhi. And those who take great delight in the prosperity and progress of other people, not jealous. Jealous people are what? When they see someone is prospering, dil chalta, how to bring him down. Now see, suppose your own son excels you and become more prosperous, will you be happy or not? Oh my God, he has done better than I have done. That means what? Wherever you have got that relation and love, then you don't feel jealous, you feel happy only. So they have got love for all, and if someone is doing well, prospering, so why should you burn your heart in that? Or why your heart should burn? Enjoy. Dukhito hoi para vipati visesh. And if they see someone else in adversity, suffering, then you feel so sad. Oh, this person is suffering. So take delight in the prosperity of others and have that feeling of empathy, sympathy for others, the one who is suffering, and do what you can do for that person. Jinahi Ram tuma prana piyare. And Bhagwan, those people to whom you are so dear, like their own life, Tinake manasubha sadhana tumhare, their mind is a most auspicious place and house for you to live there. Jinahi Ram tuma prana piyare. Tinake manasubha sadhana tumhare. Okay, next. स्वामी सखा पितु मातु गुरु जिनके सब तुम तात मन मंदिर तिनके बसहु सीय सहित दो भ्रात। सी वी ऑफ कोर्स वी से त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बंधुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणम त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वम मम देव देव एंड फील वेरी हैप्पी बिकॉज ये आरती पूजा इज कमिंग टू एन एंड बिकॉज जनरली वेन द एंड वेन दिस त्वमेव माता च पिता वहाँ अब समाप्त हो रहा है ना। तुम्ही हो माता पिता तुम्ही हो, तुम्ही हो बंधु सखा तुम्ही हो। माता रामो मत पिता रामचंद्र स्वामी रामो मत सखा रामचंद्र सर्वस्वम मे रामचंद्रो दयालुः नान्यं जाने नैव जाने न जाने। सो नॉट ओनली इन वर्ड्स दैट यू आर माय मदर यू आर माय फादर यू आर माय टीचर यू आर माय फ्रेंड you are my wealth you are everything that does not mean whoever is your mother you are not my mother rama is my mother and if that's not what you know when you say rama is my mother father that does not mean you just ignore your mother father no That means you must look that Rama in your mother, Rama in your father, Rama in your teacher. Although Rama only has assumed all these forms. Rama only is appearing in front of me as my mother, father, sister, everything. And suppose I don't have any relations, then Rama is everything. Huh? I am not Ananath, I am Jagannath. Because the Jagannath Bhava, the Lord of the universe, is my Lord. But when I have all my mother, father, everyone, they are Bhagavat Roop only. See, if I look at my mother only as mother and serve her, then I fulfill my duty as a son. But if I look on my mother, upon my as God, and then I serve, then it becomes bhakti, then it becomes devotion. Swami Sakha, he is my master, Lord. Jinake Savatumata, Mana Mandiratinake Baso, Siya Sahita Dobra. You both brothers and Sitaji, you live in the temple of the mind of such devotees, who not only just verbally say, Mata Ramo Mat Pita Ramachandra, but they really feel that. How many over now? 9. Now continue. Avaguna taji sabke guna kahahi vipradhenu hit sankata sahahi niti nipuna jinakai jagalika भरतु मारतीन कर मनुनीका गुण तुम्हार समुझै निज दोषा यही सब भांति तुम्हार भरोसा राम भगत प्रिय लागही जेही तेही उर बसहु सहित वैदे अवगुण तजी सबके गुण गहाई। जड़ चेतन गुण दोषमय विश्व कीन करतार संत हंस गुण गहाई पय परिहरि वारि विकार। सी दिस वर्ल्ड इफ यू सी इट इज अ कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ इनर्ट एंड सेंशिएंट लिविंग नॉन लिविंग थिंग गुण दोषमय। देर आर वर्च्यूज देर आर वाइसेस there are positive, negative, all things are that is there. But now the wisdom lies in understanding what is that I have to take. And this guna dosha, the virtues and vices, or the evil, the positive, negative virtues, they are such, they are very present in a peculiar way. And what you call a guna can become dosha also. What you call dosha become guna also. See, if you overeat food and wrong food, even that food itself can become poison. And poison also can become medicine. There are such things that they have done that even poison as medicine. Now the idea is, everything has got properties. And we should know what is that which we have to take and what is that we have to drop. Now, avagunataji sabake gunagai, we'll not see any perfect person here, isn't it? Bhagavan Rama was only one. Baki to koi hai nahi. You know, everyone is... One young man was there. His age became 35 and all that. His friend said, "You are not married, you know. What happened? He says, "You know, I have been looking for a perfect woman. And I have not found, but now I have found. So now if you have found a perfect woman, why don't you marry?" She is looking for a perfect man. You know, those who are marriageable, you must listen to that idea of what kind of girl he wants. And the girl, what kind of... That is a... See, and wherever we have to live with people, some imperfections will be there in us also, in others also. So, avagunastaji sabake gunage. When you are living... So something positive you keep learning from everyone. You know, I heard that one lady was there, always saw something good in anyone, everyone. And she took that. So one day someone asked her, "What good you see in a devil?" Oh, you know, she said, "His consistency." So now, consistency, let us have in our goodness. But consistency is a good quality, so you take it. So avagunata, forget about avaguna, and sabake gunagahai. And take what is right and good. And vipradhenu hita sankata sahahi. And is ready to suffer any difficulties for the sake of vipramit brahmana, dhenu means cow. Now remember, when we say vipradhenu, here, vipradhenu surasantahita. So for the sake of the Vedas, for the sake of cows, for the sake of Brahman, what? They all represent righteousness, dharma. For the sake of dharma, ready to suffer. Like, you know, I say, for the flag of the nation, I will lay down my life. Somebody said, ek flag ke liye why you have to lay down? We can buy a new one. You see, when the flag, that flag is not only a piece of cloth and that only some colored, some stripes or this or that, but it represents the nation, isn't it? In the same way here, Vipra, Dhenu, Sura and all that is said, they stand for dharma, righteousness, the cause of righteousness. For cause of righteousness, ready to suffer, go through all difficulties. Niti nipuna jina kai jagalika. And when it comes to moral, ethical values, he is firmly abiding in that. I had read a very good sentence, if you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. Because if you have no ideal, no principle, nothing, then you go on compromising, everything is compromising. What difference does it make? So niti nipuna means the one who stands for the principle, ideal, noble value. That whole world recognizes that then. Gharatu maharati na karmanunika. their mind is Nikam is beautiful mind, and that beautiful mind is your home. Bhagwan, you live there. Guna tumhara samujai nija dosha. Jehi sab bhati tumhara bharosa. And you know, suppose some people praise the person, devotee. Oh, you are such a virtuous person, you got all. So then he says, all the virtues, if they are there, they belong to God only. Because sarvaguna sampanna Bhagwan is. That is little reflection only coming here. So I don't have to feel very proud of that. It is Bhagwan. And samujhe nija dosha. And if their faults are there, they are mine. You must have seen, you know, some people write a book, and then the preface and all that they write, you know. If anything is good here, right here, nice here, it is of my teacher. But if there are mistakes and anything, they are mine. Guna tumhara samujhe nijo. So therefore, what will happen if somebody praises you for some virtues? The Bhagwan, to pass it on to Bhagwan. And if it is, I deserve all that. So it is mine only. Jehi sab bhati tumhara bharosa. And the one who has got total bharosa means trust and dependence only on you. Jehi sab bhati, in every way. Only Bhagwan alone can be our real support and all that. Ram Bhagat Priya Lagahi Jehi. And one who to whom not only Bhagwan is dear, but all the devotees of the Lord also very dear. Tehi Ura Basahu Sahita Vaidehi. And you live in the hearts of those devotees, or that devotee, along with Sitaji, Lakshmanji, you see there. Now I tell you, all these virtues which are pointed out here, if you just contemplate more and more on them, you will discover many things in them. All these Lakshanas that are given here. Now, one way you just look at it in this way, if somebody says, I want to walk the path of devotion and I want to really want to become a devotee, then what should I do? All these things are mentioned here. Right? Now, possibly there may be a person who says, I don't want to become any devotee. So if I don't want to become devotee, I don't have to have all these qualities. Isn't it? Because he said, jisko bhagat banna hai, usko avashakta hai. Mujhe nahi kuch karna. I don't want any devotion. My vocation is enough. I am not a devotee, I am only a votee. When time of vote comes, I give and all that. So, then I don't have to have all these qualities. Isn't it some, a thought may come? Or I don't believe in God. So there is no question of devotion and all that. But I tell you, even if a person doesn't have faith in God and doesn't want to have devotion, want to become devotee, but that person wants success in his life or not, just think. He wants to become, or she wants to become, a person of achievement, success, that is true or not? Say something. Yes. And I tell you, in order to really gain success, you have to have these qualities. Right? If you don't have, see, everybody will be unhappy with you. Suppose I open a shop, and a customer comes. First thing I ask, Are you really going to buy anything? Or wasting my time only? Can I run my shop like that? No, sir, I have come here to buy only. Buy only. What is your budget? Unnecessary, you will ask me to show expensive thing and all that, and then you will tell me. So, no, this much. You see that piece of cloth and all that? Go. How I can run a business? But if I do shop, you know, welcome. And they say, customer is always right. And they will come, they will ask you, show this, oh, you show that. And then in front of you only, they will say, not a very good material and all that. Thank you, I'm going. No, sir, tomorrow new parcel is coming and new things will be coming. Necessary or not? I'm talking only for business. Huh? And you know, working in an office also, a boss, all subordinates, they have got very low opinion about their boss. And when they become boss, other people have got the same opinion about them and all that. But if the boss says something, oh, yes, sir, yes. Huh? Yes, sir, yes, sir, you have to say only that. That means what? You control yourself. Now, this may be not a very real one, but you have to have these qualities at least for getting that success and all that. They may not be very real and coming from the heart and be very, very genuine and all that, but you have to do that or not. Without that. Now someone said, I don't care for success also. Right? Then I don't have to have. My life is simple, it is going on, that is all right for me. You may not want to have such great achievements, but you want to live a peaceful and happy life or not? You may not have very great goals in life and all that, but your day-to-day life and all that, what kind of life you want? At least there must be some peace and all that. One soldier was saying, my family people trouble me so much that I cannot fight war also in peace. So at least you want some peace at home, peace as a happiness that at least for that also you have to have these qualities. Please think about all these very proper. If one wants to become a devotee, even if you don't want to become, you want to become a successful person, or just even to simple life, you know, the meaning of joy and happiness, you have to have these qualities. And when they are not there, what happens? The continuous conflict. So much conflict. Guna tumhara samujhai nija dosha, jehi sab bhati tumhara bharosa, राम भगत प्रिय लाग ही जे ही तेहि उर बसौ सहित वैदेही. एंड देन ही सेड, जाति पाति धनु धर्म बढ़ाई, प्रिय परिवार सदन सुखदाई, सब तज तुमहि रहई उर लाई, दिन के हृदय रहौ रघुराई, सरगु नरकु अपवर्गु समान, जहाँ तहाँ देख धरे धनु बाना, कर्म वचन मन राउर चेरा, राम करहु तेहि के उर डेरा, जाहि न चाहि कबहु कछु, तुम सन सहज सने हो बसहु निरंतर तासु मन सोरावुर निज गे हुसियावर रामचंद्र के जय पवन सुत हनुमान के जय उमापति महादेव के जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय नवसे जाति पाति धन धर्म बढ़ाई प्रिय परिवार सदन सुखदाई सब तजी तुम ही रही उरलाई तेही के हृदय रहो रघुराई प्लीज लिव इन द हार्ट ऑफ दो और दैट पर्सन फॉर होम You are the be all and end all of life and you are the only precious wealth of life and he keeps you in the heart. Then all other things from the worldly standpoint which are considered very great events that is of no consequence or importance. Like jati, pati, I belong to such great family, such great pati lineage, dhan. The richest man of the world. Or dharma. Dharma. I'm a holy man, you know. Very righteous man, holy. Achha. Because maybe there are very, you are living a very virtuous life. Badai, and therefore, great name you have gained in this world. Priya Parivar. And you know, all my family members, they really love me. I love them, they love me. Sadana Sukhadai and very comfortable, palatial home and house I have got. And actually one in the mountain, one on the seashore, one in the forest, one in the village, one in the city, and everywhere. Sadana Sukhadai. Sabataji. Leaving everything, renouncing Tumahi Uralai. In the Ramayana you will find Lakshmana, he everywhere renouncing everything. Only Rama is man. And his mother was also equally great. And she said, Lakshman, Rama is your father, Sita is your mother. And wherever Rama lives, that is Ayodhya. Which mother will say that even Sita is your mother? Ramam Dasharatham Viddhi Mam Viddhi Janakatmajam Ayodhyam Atavim Viddhi Gachatat Yathasukham. And if Rama and Sita, they are going to forest, you have no duties here. Your only duty is to serve them. So the mother was that great. The son was so great. Nothing is of importance. Sabataji tumahi rahi uralaye. His brother Bharata. We don't know who is greater and all that. Tehi ke hridayam. But we are so much attached to our comforts, our so many things, you know. Kya kare? You know, whenever we say somebody, you know, come to our spiritual camp, to our ashram, many people think in the ashram whether rooms are available or not. You know, because they think they may have to stay under the tree or on the tree or where they are. No. All rooms and everything, that rooms are there, man. Single room, sir? Yes. Most important question. Attached bath is there or not? No, you have to share. Oh, sharing? At some childhood, they are told, share, learn to share. Everything I can share except bathroom. And even And a bicycle was there, huh? The child, the two brothers. Mother said, you must share that cycle, only you alone share. Yeah, that's what I do. Whenever climb is there, I give that cycle to him. And while coming down, I take, so it is sharing only. Sadhana sukhadai, sabataji rahai tumai ur lai tinakir. I don't know how many houses are over, you are counting? See, now somebody said 10, 11 and all that. Saragu naraku apavargu samanam, jaha taha dekha dhare dhanu banam, karama vachanamana raur chera, ram karau tehike ur dera. And this is the 13th house. For your information, here the 13th. Saragu naraku apavarga samanam. And a person who says heaven, hell, and even the state of liberation, he says, all are same for me. Why? Because I see Bhagavan everywhere. Because jaha taha dekha dhare dhanu banam, if I see Bhagavan, then narak is no narak at all. You know, I heard very beautiful story about Yudhishthira, Mahabharata. See, after death and all that, and then after, you know, he had to go to heaven, but he had to pass through hell one day. And when he was leaving, all those inmates of hell started crying, don't go, you please be here. He said, why, what happened? You say, we were burning. But when you came here, we all felt so cool. See, Yudhishthira's power. What punyatma. That the people burning in hell also felt air-conditioned joy. And he said, okay, I will stay here only. Now, who will be there lying there? But all the jivas have to go there, all destiny fulfilled. Swarga, narka, apavarga moksha, everything is samana. Because I see Bhagavan everywhere. Karama vachanamana raur chera. And the one who is your servant, in thought, word, and deed. Karma means in action. Vachana means words. Mana means in his thought, wholeheartedly. Not only superficially telling, you know, whenever you need anything, I am one phone call away. And when you actually phone, he's away. And nowadays, because the caller's identity that comes and all that, and the moment is, oh. So no such kind of thing, you know. Mana, karma, vachanma, rauja, rama karam tehike ura dera. Bhagavan, you live in the heart of that person. And the last, 14th. Jahi na chahi kabahu kachu, tumasana sahaja sanehu, basahu nirantara tasumana, sora ura nijagehu. Jahi na chahi kabahu kachu. And he wants nothing. Tumasana sahaja sanehu. And only that love, and that is sahaja means what? Inborn, spontaneous, very natural, no artificiality there. Sahaja sanyam. Basahu nirantara tasu. Valmiki says, Bhagavan, you live continuously, means make a permanent abode. That mind of such a person, you make a permanent abode, because so Raur Nijagi. Raur means that is your own house. See, anywhere else we go for time being. Our own house means a permanent one. right? So that is your permanent abode. You live there only. Wants nothing, nothing, nothing. There is a story of Bhakta Prahlad also in Bhagavatam. Narsiha Bhagavan was pleased with him and said, Prahlad, ask anything, what you want to ask. He said, no, I don't want anything. Because when I loved you, my love was not a business, it was not an investment. But still Bhagavan insisted. No, you ask. So Prahlad said, what happened? Why is he insisting? Then he said, okay. Now you said I should want, I will want. I want. What? You put a lid on my mind so that no desire pops up there or anything. You put such a lid that no desire arises in my mind. Wanting something else from you or anything. Then Bhagavan says, you are really my devotee, yeah? Jahi na chahiye kabahu kachu. Tuvasana sahaja sanehu. Basahu nirantara tasu mana. So raura nijagehu. Now, in this way, Valmikiji pointed out these houses. And through this, the very path of devotion is unfolded. Pointed out who is a devotee. Also pointed out who can be a seeker of this path of devotion and what that seeker should do. How to develop love for God. Right? That Bhagavan lives in your heart then. Then, from the absolute standpoint, Bhagavan is present everywhere. Then he says, now as a Bhagavan, you live in the heart of your devotee. And Valmiki says, okay, now I come to practical level. Practical, empirical level. Please go to Chitrakoot. There's a beautiful mountain called Chitrakoot. There's a Kamadgiri mountain. Now in India, at the moment, you know, this Chitrakoot mountain comes in the border of Madhya Pradesh. But one part is here in the Uttar Pradesh also. But actually this Chitrakoot, and there is a Mandakini Nadi. Chitrakoot Mahima Amita Kahi Mahamuni Gai Ai Nahai Sait Varasiya Samet Do Bhai. It's a Chitrakoot Giri Karahu Nivasu Jaha Tumhar Sab Bhati Supasu Sail Suhavana Kanana Charu Karike Hari Mruga Vihaga Biharu Nadi Punita Purana Bakani Atri Priyani Jatapavala Ani Surasari Dhara Na Umandakini Jo Sabapata Kapota Kadakini Atri Adi Munivara Bahu Basahi Karahi Joga Japatapatana Kasahi Chalahu Sapalashrama Sabakara Karahu Rama Dehu Gaurava Girivaru. Valmiki says, Bhagavan, you keep moving, and there is one beautiful place called Chitrakoot. There, one of the greatest rishis called Atri Rishi and his patni Anusuya, they live there. There are so many other Rishi Munis. They have been also doing tapas and penance since long time. Now, the time has come when their tapas will be fructified, when they will behold you. Now you go there and fulfill there all spiritual practices. Beautiful river is there, holy river called Mandakini. That Mandakini river also is one stream of Gangaji only. And Anasuya Devi, by her, on the strength of her tapas, she brought that stream of Gangaji there. Because Atri Rishi was getting old and then he must have a river. So she brought Gangaji only there. Mandakini. You stay there. And Rama was very happy and he went to Chitrakoot and he stayed there. Now, Tulsidasji has said very nicely. Now, Chitrakoot, geographically there, that is there in Madhya Pradesh and all that. But he said very beautiful thing. What is Chitrakoot? What is Mandakini? రామ కథా మందాకిని చిత్రకూట చిత చారు తులసీ సుభగ సనేహవన సీయరఘువీర విహారు. హి సేడ్ యు లిసన్ టు రామ్ కథ, దట్ రామ్ కథ ఈజ్ మందాకిని నది. చిత్రకూట చిత్త చారు అండ్ యువర్ చిత్త, యువర్ మైండ్ విల్ బికమ్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ హోలీ దట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ద మౌంట్ చిత్రకూట్. అండ్ తులసి సుభగ సనేహవన అండ్ దెర్ విల్ బి బ్యూటిఫుల్ గార్డెన్, గార్డెన్ యు కాల్ ఫారెస్ట్ యు కాల్ బట్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ లవ్ ఫార్ భగవాన్. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ గార్డెన్ సీతారామ విల్ బి రోమింగ్ వండరింగ్ రెవలింగ్. అండ్ సీతాజీ ఫస్ట్ ఇట్స్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ శాంతి స్వరూప, రామ్ ఇట్ ఆనంద జ్ఞాన స్వరూప్. సో ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ హార్ట్ యూ విల్ హ్యావ్ శాంతి ఆనంద్. లిసన్ టు రామ్ కథ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. ఆల్ రైట్, నౌ కమ్స్ ద టైమ్ ఫర్ సీక్రెట్. I thought you must have forgotten, but you are not forgotten. Now see here, these 14 places that are pointed out, what is the serious point in that? If you look at it, you know, see, our personality, human personality, you'll find a Vedanta when you study, that we have got 5 sense organs. Eyes, ear, nose, tongue, skin. These are the 5 sense organs through which we perceive this world. Right? Then our responses are communicated, and there are 5 organs of action. Speech, hands, legs, and genital organ and anus. These are called 5 organs of action. 5 + 5. And Vedanta says antakkarana chatushtay. Our inner instrument. See, these sense organs, organs of action, they're called external organs. And the inner organ, there are 4. Mana, buddhi, chitta, and ahankar. Mana, mind. In mind there's sankalpa vikalpa, so many thoughts come. Buddhi is a determining faculty, nishchaya. Chitta is a faculty of memory. And ahankara is a I notion which identifies everything. See, this is my thought, this is my desire, this is my decision, and this I am going to do this. That's called aham vritti. So how many are there? 4. So 5 sense organs, 5 organs of action, and man, buddhi, chitta, 4. How many are there? 14. You say, but what do you want to say? Okay, there are 14, then what? You know, in our mind, desire arises only from these 14 factors. Think of it. When we see something, that perception not necessarily creating all the time desire, but can create desire. You see something, and that because of that desire comes. Some desire arises because of when you hear about something, or you taste, or you touch, smell. Is it our experience or not? Sometimes only when vulgar things are also spoken and we hear all that also can get vachanam also. Hands, legs, genital organ, anus, every, these are the place. Or mind only just sitting. Even a man may be sitting in a cave, not a shopping mall. And there if you start thinking about something, desire will arise. Then Buddhi will start imagining of the future. Ahankar. These are the 14 places from where desires arise. That's what in the Gita also said, Indriyani mano buddhi asyadhishthana mucchate. Etair vimohayattesha jnanam avrutya dehinam. In the third chapter, Bhagavan has said, how the desire deludes a person and his place of residence is this only. So wherever that place from where this worldly desire arises and makes our mind extrovert, there and there only you place Bhagavan. That is the secret. That's why it is said, Jinake Shravana Samudra Samana Lochana Chataka Jinakare Lakhe Rakhe. So, if you put that in the eyes, I keep longing to see the Lord, then how can a desire for the worldly thing come? Then if I listen to Bhagavan's glories, then desire for Bhagavan will arise. Of course, when we are in the very beginning stages, our mind is very... what shall I tell? Double kaam kar sakta hai wo. It can go on Ram 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 Ram, the chai chai chai, both the things can go on doing. But if you keep on and on and on and on, Tulsidas ji says, Jahan Ram tah kaam nahi, Jahan kaam tah Ram. Where Ram is, then kaam cannot come. And where kaam is, Ram is not there. Because darkness and light cannot coexist. When the light comes, darkness has to go. So the secret is all our equipment. That's why I said bhakti is not a part-time job. So that's why what you found here with eyes, ear, nose, touch, hands, legs, mind, everything, that devotion has to be there. So these are the 14 places. This is the serious point about it. Because all desires, worldly desires, they can rise only from this. So now you put that Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan there. So then you'll have desire for Bhagavan. That worldly life goes on. But there is no attachment there. And even Janak Maharaj, he was the king, he could continue to rule over the kingdom also. But the mind is always in Bhagavan. Body and bodily karma, that is for samsara work, is going on, but the mind is given to Bhagavan. This is the secret, and this is most beautiful. And in this 3 days talk, I tried to tell you in brief, because but every shloka, every word is very, very deep, of deep significance. And when you more and more think, you will discover more and more things. And as I said, everything will not happen in one day or anything, because our mind is very ancient. Bahut purana hai wo. And the habits die hard, you know, they don't go away very easily. But we must remain steadfast in this, okay? So, now let us sing the name of the Lord. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Louder. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. ರಘುಪತಿ ರಾಘವ ರಾಜ ರಾಮ ಪತಿತ ಪಾವನ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಜ ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ರಾತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಜ ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಜ ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಜ ರಾಮ 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 ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ರಾಮ 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 ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ರಾಮ 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 ಸ್ಯಾವರ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಕೀ ಜಯ ಪವನ ಸುತ ಹನುಮಾನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಉಮಾಪತಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಮನೋಭೈ ಸವಸಂತನ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಈ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಈ ಸದ್ಗುರುನಾಥ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಇನ್ವೋಕಿಂಗ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೂಜೆ ಗುರುದೇವ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಯಜ್ಞ ವಿತ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಲಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ ಆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಜಿ ಸೀತಾಜಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ್ಜಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹನುಮಾನ್ಜಿ with their grace and blessings, with the efforts of all our members whom we already recognize here. And you know, there may be unknown, known, direct, indirect, so many people they help. And because of that, and then all of you, even on the weekday also you presented yourself, came here. And because of your presence, this Jnanayajna has become a great success, and we offer this success at the lotus feet of the Lord and Puja Gurudev. And as it is said here, Sabakari Magahi Eka Phala Rama Charana Rati Ho, that may Bhagwan be pleased with this Jnanayajna and bless us all with that most pure devotion. Sarve bhavantu sukhina. May all be happy. And now, thank you all very much. We'll have the aarti. And you please continue to, visit this place. Take part in all the programs here. My special, appreciation of Dr. Raghu and Geeta ji, you know, because for everything, a captain is required. Some captain is required. Thank you. Yes. Yes. We'll do the Ramayana Aarti and also Gurudev Aarti after.
Hari Om, all of those who gave Bhiksha and who have not done the Aarti yet, please come in front of the shrine here, one per family.